Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. Last year, psychologists across the country reported that their patients were citing the election as a major cause of concern and anxiety. As a result, the American Psychological Association included questions about the election in their annual stress survey back in August of last year. According to the findings of the survey at that time, half of Americans reported that the presidential election was a very or somewhat significant source of stress, and that social media conversations about politics and culture have had an impact on American stress as well. And now a post-election survey is out. It was conducted early last month, and it found that Americans are reporting their overall stress levels rose since last August, the first time a statistically significant increase was recorded since the survey was first conducted in 2007. So joining me now to discuss these findings and the impact of increased election-related stress being felt by Americans is Vail Wright, Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association. They also have a new report on stress from media and technology use. We'll touch on that. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And practicing psychologists or other therapists out there, help us report this story. What are people presenting with since the election that's politics related? Has it changed since the inauguration? Does it sort by party, by immigration status, by religious group, or anything else? Psychologists and other therapists, call in and help us report this story on stress and psychological distress as you're seeing it, let's say, since the inauguration of Donald Trump. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Vail Wright, this, if I'm reading the numbers right, your post-election survey conducted in January showed the first significant increase in stress levels in the 10-year history of the stress survey. What does that mean?
So basically, for the last 10 years, we've been asking Americans to report on their average level of stress on a 1 to 10 scale. And each year, it's trended downward. From 2007 or 8 until our August survey. But as you noted, when we surveyed again in January, we saw the first significant increase in overall stress levels in 10 years. So it was the first time stress had actually spiked in a significant way.
Even during the worst years of the Great Recession, stress levels didn't increase at a rate comparable to the increase that you've been seeing in the last few months?
So what we saw was that people were still reporting high levels of stress, say in 2008, related to the economy and related to work and money. But we think that because the economy had been bad for a while, that there weren't sort of these acute stressors that were happening. People had sort of habituated to the fact that the economy was just bad, that it wasn't having this overall stress level impact the way that post-election cycle seems to have.
I see that this does sort in your results somewhat by party, right?
Absolutely. As you would expect, when we asked our Americans to report how they felt about the outcome of the election, Democrats were significantly more likely to report stress about the outcome compared to Republicans. But when we asked about the future of the nation, two-thirds of Americans are saying that the future of our nation is causing them significant stress, and that included a majority of both Republicans and Democrats.
And in January, or this new survey, almost 70% of blacks said the outcome of the election was a very or somewhat significant source of stress, compared to 57% of Asians, 56% of Hispanics, 42% of whites. Is that any different than usual?
Not necessarily. Again, this is the first time we actually asked about election-related stress, so we don't have data from, say, 2008 or 2012 to compare it to. But what we are hearing from our member psychologists and our therapists out in the field is that some of these groups are the ones that are coming in with increased reported stress, particularly Muslim Americans, immigrants, and people of color who are particularly impacted by this new administration.
Which would make more sense. Does the American Psychological Association counsel your members on how to help alleviate election-related stress? I imagine a lot of psychologists out there are experiencing this as a major thing in their practices for the first time.
That's likely true, and psychologists aren't immune to the stressors themselves, and so they're often also experiencing that stress. We do offer resources on our website and do webinars with our members to help them both manage their own level of stress and to talk with their clients and their patients about how they best can be active in their management of their stress.
Listeners, if you're a psychologist or other therapist, are you seeing this in your practice? What are people saying in therapy that's a personal stressor as opposed to a political opinion? 212-433-WNYC, or maybe you're dealing with politics with your own therapist for the first time as a patient or a client. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Natasha in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Natasha.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I work at a community health center that is largely geared towards helping LGBTQ communities, specifically communities of color. And we have a large patient population who is undocumented, and they're LGBTQ individuals who are seeking asylum here in the United States and have been coming in really nervous about all the executive orders that have been signed and, you know, the ICE agents coming, you know, to the boroughs looking for undocumented folks. So it's been really stressful for our patients.
How do you help them deal?
We create a space that's, you know, a safe space for them to come and be among other individuals who are experiencing similar things, which actually helps our patients feel like they're not alone. You know, we have a really robust case management and legal services component to the work that we provide. So we help link them to services that can help them, you know, kind of explore their options.
Natasha, thank you very much for calling. Joanna in Greenwich, Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hi, Joanna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just talking about this with some friends. I am a solo practitioner in Greenwich for like 38 years, and my kids are out in California. And I have wrestled with this for years about going there and saying, no, I'm independent. I love my work. I want to stay here. Since the election, and I think this is what really motivated me, I decided I need to stop this. I need to get closer to my family and the people who love me and have their support because I am really frightened and find the whole environment in so many different ways very disturbing.
Joanna, thank you very much. So, Vail from the American Psychological Association, that must be difficult for you to help your members with when psychologists, like the last caller, and you mentioned this before, are feeling some of the stress themselves. How do you advise them?
So I think that point was really important. We know that seeking out social support is a major buffer to stress. So it's important to not isolate. It's important to reach out to our families and our friends and our colleagues so that, again, we know that we're not alone. They can help us come up with practical solutions for how to manage our stress. And we also really encourage everybody out there to prioritize your self-care. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It doesn't mean you don't think what's going on is important or serious, but you need to maintain a strong foundation in order to be the most effective therapist, activist, ally, friend, whatever it is you're trying to be.
On your social media and technology stress survey, I see those who constantly check their emails, texts, or social media accounts, which was 43% of all the people you surveyed, typically experienced higher stress levels, and generally nearly 20% of Americans identified the use of technology as a very or somewhat significant source of stress. Is this related at all right now to checking the news a lot to see what new source of distress Donald Trump is coming out with, or is it unrelated to that?
I think it's likely related. We do know that these constant checkers are the people that are reporting increased levels of stress, have attributed some of it to the political and cultural discussions that are occurring on social media, for example. And it's just really hard to get away from it right now. That we believe that a lot of this stress is being experienced because of this high level of uncertainty that's happening right now and the speed of changes that seem to be occurring, and trying to keep up with it and stay constantly connected just really keeps us hypervigilant and increases our stress levels.
But before you go, one really interesting finding to my eye is that 65%, so a clear majority, somewhat or strongly agree that this isn't surprising. They agree that periodically unplugging or taking a digital detox is important for their mental health. However, only 28% of those who agree about the importance of that report doing so.
Yeah, right. So we know that it's causing us some stress, but we just can't seem to quite follow through and actually do the thing that we know we need to do, which is, at the end of the day, taking some time to unplug, do that digital detox, really taking some time to recharge our batteries by not being constantly connected to our devices.
Vale Wright, Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association, thank you very much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Jay in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jay.
Good morning.
So you're a psychologist. Turn your radio off because it'll cause stress to hear the seven-second delay. And
okay.
I see you created a website about healing post-election stress.
That is correct. So it's healingpostelectiondistress.com. I did this right at the time of the election because I anticipated – I actually thought, of course, that the Republicans were going to have the problem, but in fact, look at this. The Democrats are, of course, suffering greatly after this election. The website teaches people how to do a technique called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is a proven technique for dealing with trauma, and it will help them address the issues specifically from the election.
Jay, thank you very much. Ashley on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, thank you. This is like literally straight from my brain conversation. I have been discussing this with my therapist, that the fighting and the anxiety and the stress, I thought I was crazy, and she said, no, this is literally a trigger for PTSD, the whole election and the presidency. She said that... It's like having an unsafe parent that's setting off all your alarms on your inside. So for me, Trump is an unsafe parent and all my alarms are going off and freaking out. And the whole detox from social media is exactly what was prescribed. So it's very fascinating that you're speaking about this today.
Glad we had a conversation straight from your brain. Ashley, thanks for weighing in. And
you're welcome.
Emily in Brooklyn, you're a school therapist?
Yeah, I'm a school therapist 3 days a week, and then I work with adults 2 days a week. And in the school, both on Election Day and Inauguration Day, it was just chaotic, and I think it was a lot of the kids responding to all of the adults in their lives being so stressed out. And then also both kids and adults really trying to explore with me, trying to find out who I voted for, and, of course, so much. I don't bring up my own personal views and my own personal life in sessions, but it's really been constant clients trying to explore with me what my positions are. And I think that's them trying to feel safe with me.
Emily, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called and shared your experiences as therapists, psychologists, social workers, whatever kind of therapist you are, or patients, and thanks again to Vale Wright from the American Psychological Association. Obviously, this is going on a lot for patients who are lucky enough to have access to a mental health professional and those in the field. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Much more to come. Stay with us.